You are listening to KDOX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We are the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own unless otherwise stated and do not reflect the opinion of anyone at KDOX, Richland College, or the DCCD. Today's show will be the absolute last show for a while on illegal immigration. Just before I came into the studio, I was editing or doing the post-production for last week's show, and I reversed the stories. I was going to have the Ben Bernanke retirement and the impact of the Fed on the economy as the last story, but I actually flipped it during the show and made it the second story, and the third story was on illegal immigration. I'm going to do one more show on it, and there's a reason for it. I'm convinced now, at least until after the primaries, if not until after this election, the Republican Party and in leadership is not going to commit political suicide. So the suicide watch has been canceled. And what I mean by that is apparently John Boehner, as well as Congressman Paul Ryan, chairman of the Budget Committee, has finally gotten the message from the Republicans in the House, as well as the Senate, that were at this retreat, that they don't want immigration an issue in this midterm election. Now, I would have thought that the leadership had some, let's say, wisdom or intelligence not to try to step in to the trap being set by the Democratic Party. They came out with their principles. I'm not even going to spend time on the principles. I was going to go over them, but I think they're a dead letter in this sense, that it's the majority of the Republican Party don't want to take up immigration at the earliest till next year. And frankly, if they were smart, they really shouldn't take it up until after the 2016 election, if ever bring it up. Now, the reason why I'm saying that is what the Democratic Party wants, and they're abundantly clear what they want, is citizenship for all the illegal aliens that are currently in the United States now, and that could be brought in when the ones that are currently illegal aliens become citizens, could also in turn get their parents or children in Mexico or wherever they're from to come in. Now, I've been harping on the fact, or emphasizing would be a better word, it's a big trap, and it's a big trap in a number of for a number of reasons. One is the Democrats, I think, are absolutely right that if they push this, when President Obama is president, what's going to happen? And if they pass the legislation, I don't think they're going to, but let's say they actually were successful and the Republican Party goes right into the trap and bites on the bait. They will be getting anywhere from 2 out of 3 to 3 out of 4 of all those illegal aliens that eventually would become citizens as registered Democratic voters that would vote for the Democratic Party candidates. Now, the number you keep hearing over and over and over and over and over again is there are 11 million undocumented workers in the United States. Oh, I wish it were true. Actually, there should be none, or next to none. But it's not 11 million, ladies and gentlemen. The real number is somewhere between 30 and 50 million. No one really knows, with the possible exception of the federal government and more specifically the National Security Agency, but they're not talking. Mum's the word when it comes to this. Now, why do I say that? And I've discussed it at least on 2 shows last week, and I'll discuss it one more time. Every day across the entire U.S.-Mexican border, you have illegal aliens trying to break into our country. Most of them are successful. Now, we do have a border patrol that patrols that border and does make what they call apprehensions. They arrest them for breaking into the country illegally. Although apprehensions are way down because of the policies of this White House and the Obama administration. If you talk to the Border Patrol, they will tell you that for every apprehension, and this was when the number of illegals crossing over in terms of apprehensions were a million. That was what was happening is, at the very lowest, three out of every four would escape. They were successful in entering the country and avoiding the arrest or apprehension by the Border Patrol. That was the low number. The more realistic or average number was four out of five. And in many cases, depending on where you're at the border, it could be high as seven. So when you had the, let's say, more normal situation of where the apprehensions were a million, and for many years they were, they bounce around. I'm not saying it's exactly a million. Sometimes it was more than a million. Sometimes it's less. The only thing is, recently, those apprehension numbers have gone down, mainly because it's there, the supervision at the Border Patrol, not the Border Patrol itself, is making it a little bit more difficult. They want to keep apprehensions down. That's what I'm trying to say. And that's because of political decisions being made at the White House to basically favor the illegal aliens getting in here. So I'm going to use a million as sort of a baseline number, because I think it's still a million. It's just there are even fewer apprehensions today. I could make the case using current numbers that typically are between 300,000 to 400,000. That's why I mean they're way down. I don't think they're way down because there are less people trying to break into the country. They're way down because there's less vigorous enforcement. I've said before in this show, I'm in Dallas, Texas. We're one of dozens of so-called sanctuary cities that welcome illegal aliens or so-called undocumented workers to come to Dallas and work. And what we don't have in Dallas, apparently we don't have, to at least a greater extent, along the Mexican-U.S. border, is vigorous enforcement. The police simply will not ask people that can't speak English, they look like they're from Mexico or South America, when they stop them, for example, for a traffic violation, are they here in the country legally? They won't ask them. They've been told, don't do that. You do not enforce federal immigration law. That's the guidance. That happens to be a felony, by the way, whether they know it or not, because they're aiding and abetting a commission of a crime, namely illegal entry into the country. Because when you enter the United States, you're supposed to present yourself at an inspection site or point to present your papers, your passport, your visas, your shot records, immunizations, medical records, what's ever required. And that's what you're trying to do. When you fly into this country, even if you're an American, you have to present your papers. You have to present your passport. You have to, obviously, if you're an American coming in, you don't have a visa. That's the law. And the law, to various degrees, is enforced. It's obviously being enforced if you come to an inspection port, a point, and present your papers. And you have literally millions of people that are not U.S. citizens that enter this country legally every day. Not millions in a day, but over a year time frame. Some of them are students. Some of them are business persons, men, women. Some of them are tourists. Many of them are tourists. So I have a lot of people coming to the United States for various reasons, either for education, business, tourism. The problem is many of those people don't return home. They overstay their visa, which is a crime. It's a misdemeanor, but it's a crime. You're supposed to obey the laws, the immigration law. And every country has these immigration laws. I was reading a book on Australia, and there was a section or chapter on people immigration. I was kind of curious what their policies were, and I sort of read it. Well, that's common to any country. Some countries encourage immigration. Some countries simply don't want it at all. And some don't even want tourism. It depends where you're going. Some encourage it, some don't. But it's fairly standard practice. You're going to have to present your passport, and in many countries, you're going to have a visa and also immunization records for some. That's business as usual. The problem is we have millions every year of what I call, and it's the correct terminology, illegal aliens coming into this country one or two ways. Either they're coming here legally with a visa and then overstaying the visa, and that's, according to our own government, about half the illegal immigration problem. It's not just people coming across the U.S.-Mexican border, but that's about half the problem. Now, I need to make very clear, and I have done it on past shows, not everyone that's coming across the U.S.-Mexican border is Mexican. Approximately 60% of the illegal aliens are Mexican. Those numbers, again, vary from month to month, year to year, but that's about what they're running, 59-60%. You have another, if you add South America, Central America, and the Caribbean, that gets you another 20%. So 80% of the people that are entering the United States illegally, the so-called undocumented workers, but they're aliens, they're foreigners. That's what an alien is. It's a foreigner. They're illegal because they're not following immigration law. They're violating it. And if you're coming across the U.S.-Mexican border and you're not presenting your papers at the appropriated or designated inspection point, then you're breaking into the country. It's a misdemeanor the first time. But if you do it more than twice, it's a felony. And that's why I say we have many repeat offenders. But a majority of the people that are illegal come from, again, Mexico, Central America, and South America. And if you add the Caribbean, you're right at around 80%. They come from all over the world. Now, when the Border Patrol was vigorously enforcing immigration law along the border, to the extent of their resources, which I think need to be beefed up quite a bit, they were apprehending around a million people a year, plus or minus, but about a million. But if you went to ask those Border Patrol, either supervisors or even the actual Border Patrol officers, out of every one that you apprehend, how many actually break into the country, the answer you're going to get is a range from 3 to 7. Now, why is that important? Well, if it's 3, that's 3 million. If it's 7, that's 7 million in a year. And the way to think of it is really described by a former attorney that prosecuted these cases that would routinely go to the various border crossings and observe the illegal aliens breaking in. And he turned one day and what was happening is there was a hole in the fence and about a dozen, and he would say, I don't know what nationality they are. They're coming from Mexico into the United States, but he says, I really don't know what nationality they are. Probably a lot of them are Mexican, but not all of them. There were about a dozen. And once they got through the hole in the fence, what do they do? He described it like a starburst. They went in all went in different directions. Now, I believe this, he was at the El Paso. He was in the city of El Paso on a hill overlooking this. And El Paso has, for many years, has a fence. Now, the fence does not go across the entire U.S.-Mexican border, only a fraction of it. That's part of the problem. You need, truly, if you want to really secure the border, one of the things you need is a double fence that's well-patrolled, has cameras, sensors, lighting for the entire border. We don't have anything close to that. And it would be expensive to do that. We keep hearing, or at least in the past, you haven't heard it recently, how many miles have been completed. The reason why is because it hasn't been completed. And you really need a fence for the entire border and really a double fence because you need a patrol within the fence. And you should use technology. That means cameras, sensors, lighting to alert you that someone's breaking in. Anyway, this gentleman, this attorney that worked for ICE, he turned to the gentleman and said, well, could you tell me, is this a normal situation? It's unusual, seldom happens. And the guy sort of looked at him like he's crazy. He says, this is the normal situation all the time. And he says, how many get away? He says, most of them. In this particular example, there were three Border Patrol agents. near where the dozen or so people broke in, and they captured or apprehended three. The rest got away. So I asked him what is typical, and the gentleman said, listen, conservatively, for every one that we apprehend, three get away. At least three get away. On average, it's four or five. In some cases, it's high as seven. Let's keep it simple for a minute. I'm going to use the average of five for a reason. We have a million breaking in or apprehended. The numbers today are much lower because of, I would say, political interference with the Border Patrol through its management. They're not encouraging high rates of apprehension. They're obviously going to do some, but it's down. It's not down because they're not breaking in. It's down because of they don't want apprehensions to be so high. So that's why I'm using the million figure. If you multiply a million by five, that means there are 5 million people breaking into the country every year. Over a 13-year period, that's 65 million people. Now, do I think there are 65 million illegal aliens in the United States? I sure hope they're not. I don't think so. And there's a reason for it. Some of those illegal aliens return to their country of origin. And what do? They go back. They go back through the borders. They sneak back. And by doing that, that 5 to 1 ratio really needs to be reduced, probably by at least one. So that brings it to 4 million. It could be lower. It could be 3 million. More could go back. My point, ladies and gentlemen, is somewhere between 3 and 4 million stay here permanently, and that's every year. So if we just go back to where this really took off, starting in 2001, that's 12 years. 12 years multiplied by 3 million a year is 36 million. That's why I'm saying it's at least 30 million and probably more. It's probably somewhere between 40 and 50 million. You notice this is never, never, never discussed. And I've looked for news stories on this. What happens is, whether it's a talk show host or a politician or a commentator, a straight journalist, they accept the 11 million figure that's directly from Pew Research as if it's gospel. It's an estimate, folks. There are a lot of people that have come up with estimates, and there's a very, very broad range of estimates. I'll be the first one to tell you that. But I think if I were trying to estimate how many people break into the United States or how many illegal aliens there are in the United States, the first place I would start is the Border Patrol, the U.S. Border Patrol. And the information I've given you is what they will tell you. You're going to given the fact that it depends on where on the border you are, you're going to get a range of estimates. Different supervisors will give you different estimates depending where they're located. But the bottom line number is at least 3 to 5 are getting in. And let's say a million come back. It's not 11 million. Let's take the worst case. 3 million break in. A million come back. That's 2 million get here every year illegally. Multiply it by 12 years. That's 24 million. 24 million plus whatever's already there prior to that. You see why I don't buy this 11 million figure. It's a big lie propaganda tactic. And who has bought it hook, line, and sinker? Many Americans who should know better and who should do their homework and don't do their homework. They just accept it. And many of the information I give you is several years old. I'm very, very suspicious at sudden drops in the apprehension rate. I don't think it's a question that fewer people are trying to break into the country at all. They're fleeing their countries to get freedom and opportunity in the United States. I don't begrudge them what they're doing. If you're looking for a better job, education, benefits for your family. Bring your family across. And that's what upwards of 10% of the Mexican population are doing. But it's not just Mexico. It's Central America, Ecuador, for example, and the same thing with South America. And this was several years ago. More and more, what's different now is more and more are what are called OTMs, other than Mexican. Those are people from Central America, South America, and really across the globe. Many of them really don't wish well to the United States. Many of them are terrorists. That's why I think this TSA is ridiculous at airports. If we were serious about security and stopping terrorists, we would make sure that the U.S. border is sealed tight. Other than commerce, where they're checked at the border, at an inspection center, it would be very difficult, not, I'm not saying impossible, very difficult to sneak across the border. Right now, it's open. There are literally over 1,000 miles of, there's no fence, and it's sparsely patrolled. And I'll be the first one to say, I'm not pleased that we have to spend taxpayers' money to build a secure border on the Mexican border that requires two fences, patrol, and a road in between that's patrolled and cameras to do this. You know, the joke is you build a 12-foot fence, and the next day they come with a 13-foot ladder. Well, that's somewhat true. But a 13-foot ladder doesn't work if this is patrolled. And we have helicopters patrolling it, drones patrolling it, people in vehicles patrolling it, lighting. You make it very difficult to break in. That is not the U.S. border today. It is somewhat improved, but not much. It is a very porous border. That's why they keep on coming. That's why the United States is a magnet. There are many reasons the United States is a magnet, but that's one of them. We're a country you can break into. And that's true of many countries. This is just not a unique problem. Well, what's unique about the United States is the sheer numbers. And because of our lenient policy in terms of when illegal aliens are picked up, really, you're only going to today, the only illegal aliens that are really deported, I won't say only, but the overwhelming majority of illegal aliens are deported are those that have serious criminal records in the country of origin they're from. Murderers, rapists, pedophiles, drug dealers. Yeah, we're going to deport them. I would hope so, but even there, it's still iffy. So yeah, if you're a convicted felon or with multiple felonies from the country you're from, and it's discovered when they do a background check at detention centers where what happens is once the Border Patrol picks them up, these people are sent to a detention center where they're processed. The problem is it's, at best, we catch 1 out of 3, but it's really 1 out of 4, 1 out of 5, and in some instances, depending on where you're on the border, 1 out of 7 or higher. Most of the people that are trying to get here illegally succeed, and that's just step one. Yes, they usually pay what's called coyotes, several thousand dollars to get in the country. You have human smuggling going on. And some of them that don't have the money for it, what do? They agree to become mules or carry drugs across. So you got this illegal immigration is rampant. It's not really covered by the news. You haven't heard many stories of it in the news, have you? Because what the Democratic Party is trying to do and media is helping them do, is get this so-called comprehensive immigration reform bill that the Senate has proposed passed. So they don't want information like I'm giving you right now become known to the American people. And there's a reason for it. Do you think if the American people knew the broad range of illegal aliens that are getting in or somewhere on the low side of 30 million, on the high side of 50 million, Do you think the American people would stand for it? No. So what does the media do every day to the extent you have any story on immigration or illegal immigration? There are 11 million illegal aliens in the United States. There are? How'd you come up with that number? I mean, I keep hearing this 11 million figure. It's like it's ingrained in stone. It's exactly 11 million. It's an estimate of a rather liberal organization. Some people think it's a good number. I don't. And the reason why, I've seen what the government does with their numbers. Just look at the U3 unemployment rate. That's been politicized. Clinton did it in his administration by excluding certain people that prior to this were included in the unemployment rate so he could get the unemployment rate down. You don't think politics is played with government statistics? Don't be naive. Why do you think we have U1, U2, U3, U4, 5, 6, and we used to have 7? And that's just in unemployment statistics. It gets worse. We're not going to have a show on government statistics, but beware of government statistics. And beware of private organizations that have an agenda or axe to grind, including Pew. Some think it's reputable. In some instances, yeah, I've used Pew, but I know their biases. And what you got to understand, it's a very broad range. And I'll be the first to say, with the possible exception of the National Security Agency, the NSA, which has been in the news, nobody really knows. But I'll say this, it's not 11 million. Try 30 plus minimum. Minimum. If you pressed me, I would say it's 40 million plus. You see, if those numbers became really known, if people really dug into this and exposed what's going on, there'd be protests in the streets. People would be marching on Washington, and they'd be after the heads of the Democrats as well as those Republicans that are pushing for so-called legalization or a pathway to citizenship, what is really amnesty for illegal aliens. That's what it is. Because it's not 11 million. That's the big lie. That's the big lie that's repeated. This is a basic technique of propaganda. Repeat the lie over and over and over again, and before you know it, everyone is using it, including the people that shouldn't be. Now, I won't say every talk show host on radio uses the 11 million. I know at least one in particular that doesn't. But I'm telling you that more of these talk show hosts better get on board with this and figure this out. Because if that number was exposed, you'll never see comprehensive immigration reform. The American people will throw out of office a Democrat, Republican, Libertarian. I don't care what political party. I don't care if they're a liberal, progressive, conservative, Libertarian, socialist, social Democrat, you name it. They won't support it. Why? We have tens of millions of unemployed Americans that can't get a job today. And who is getting the jobs? Not all the jobs, but the low-paying jobs. I'll tell you who. It's the illegal aliens. And it's more than 11 million. You know, if you believe the government's U3 unemployment rate that you next Friday I'll be going over again, we have about 11 million Americans unemployed today. Now, if every single illegal alien that's here illegally, where they've committed three crimes, they broke in the country, crime one, first time misdemeanor, they buy fraudulent documents, that's a felony, so they can work here, and the third felony is they don't have legal status and work here. That is three crimes. Now, every time they're working, that's another count of that crime. These are people that have repeatedly broken the law of the United States. Not once, not twice, three times or more. They don't deserve to be rewarded for their criminal behavior by first of all getting legal status and then a pathway to citizenship. Every other country in the world would do one thing. They would deport them or put them in prison. And that's what should be happening, and neither political party is advocating that. Those are the facts. And it's not 11 million, it's 30 to 50 million. So if you want to solve the unemployment problem, not entirely, but really get it close to full employment, start enforcing the immigration law. Neither the Democrats or the Republicans are really advocating that. Now, the reason why immigration won't be an issue in this coming midterm election, Paul Ryan is the Republican chairman of the House Budget Committee. He's the one that's pushing this bill in the House. He's the front man. Now, to be fair to Ryan, he wants the border secured first. And then he wants a so-called probationary period where you will be granted a green card or legal status. And he, yes, uses the 11 million illegal alien number. The problem is the Democratic Party has double-crossed the American people not once, but many times. Because during Reagan administration, we did have amnesty. And the numbers then were going to have 1 million illegal aliens. We'll grant amnesty to it. And this was in the 80s. But then we would enforce immigration law and we would never have this problem again. Never. Well, what happened? First of all, it wasn't a million. It was 3 million that were granted citizenship or amnesty. And now, 25 years later, what do we have? The same problem, only it's many times worse. I don't trust the government. I don't trust our current president because he's not enforcing immigration law. He's betraying his own oath of office, which requires him to enforce the laws. That's what the executive department is for. He's instructed the Department of Justice not to enforce certain sections of the immigration laws. He wasn't elected dictator or tyrant, but this is being dictatorial. Congress makes the laws. The president is charged with enforcing the laws, and he's not doing it. And it's not just in the illegal immigration area. It's also in the drug area, the welfare area, just to name two others. And that's why last show I pointed to an excellent, excellent opinion piece by Texas Senator Ted Cruz going over this, and I urge you to read it. I urge you to read it because America needs to wake up. There have been polls on this repeatedly over the years, and what the polls seem to find is the American people favor legal immigration. So do I. I favor legal immigration. What many Americans simply aren't aware that every year, legal immigration, not illegal, legal immigration, the way you should do it if you want to come to the United States and become a citizen, is a little over a million people a year. A little over a million. It does fluctuate. Most people think it's a couple of hundred thousand. It isn't a couple of hundred thousand. It's over a million. I think it's too high. I think it should really be tied to the unemployment rate. When unemployment is high, which it is right now, the maximum number of legal immigrants should be about 250,000. Conversely, when we're near full employment, for example, if the unemployment rate is 3% or less, then I could see where 500,000 makes sense. What you need to understand, through most of the history of the United States, the average number in terms of immigration was about 250,000. It wasn't 500,000, and it certainly wasn't a million. But most of the American people don't even know that in terms of legal immigration, it's about over a million a year. And it's been that way for several years. That needs to be changed as well. But the big problem is the sheer numbers. That's what's different about what's happening now as opposed to the past. It's the sheer numbers of illegal aliens that are breaking in. It's a major problem. If you don't think it's a major problem, I suggest you look at the teenage unemployment rates. For all teenager, it's over 20%, and it's been over 20% every day Barack Obama has been in office. It's been higher than 20%. It's almost hit 25%. Historically, teenage unemployment rate is always higher than the U3 unemployment rate that you hear on the radio. For example, today, the unemployment rate, total unemployment rate for adults, all ages, both male, female, all ages, is 6.7%. That's the government's number. Teenage unemployment, which means 16 to 19-year-olds, it is over 20%. And it's been that way for over 5 years. If you look at black unemployment rates, over 30%. And it got as high as approaching 50%. So who gets hurt by not enforcing the immigration laws? I'll tell you who gets hurt. Young Americans, teenagers, and people in their 20s who can't find jobs. You see, there are consequences when you break the laws of the United States. And that's what our president is doing by not enforcing the law. What Paul Ryan wants to do, he is the Republican spokesman, if you will, for trying to get some kind of immigration bill passed. He wants to first secure the borders. I'm for that, but I'm not for granting legal status, which in effect is a green card awarding criminals. The way you stop crime and stop being a magnet for future crime is enforce the law, like other nations do. And if you enforce the law, what's going to happen? They're going to stop coming, because no one wants to be thrown in jail and then be sent back to wherever they came from. And if they can't find a job here, in other words, we truly enforce the employment laws, then they won't come. Remember, for many decades, we didn't have a problem. We have only had a problem really in the last dozen years when we've had two presidents, a Republican president, namely George Bush, and a Democratic president, namely Barack Obama, who half-heartedly enforced immigration laws. And then you're wondering why we have a stagnating economy with slow economic growth rates and high unemployment rates. Part of the answer, not the entire answer, but part of the answer is the unwillingness of the federal government and our president and attorney general to enforce the law of the land. We were a nation under law, the rule of law. We are fast becoming a nation of the rule of men, of corrupt men, and who pays for it? The American people. They pay for it by not finding a job, which hurts their families, which hurts their ability, for example, to go to college and advance. We have college people today, the students, that are having difficult, once they finish their degree, finding a job. And there's a reason for it. It's the fact that the federal government, namely under the leadership of both Republicans and Democrats, have not vigorously enforced existing law. So for now, at least I think for the next year, immigration will not be an issue in the midterm elections. Now, the stupid party, namely the Republicans, they've been known, and the rumors I'm hearing, they're waiting for after the primaries, and then they're going to try to push the bill again. I really doubt that that's going to happen. You are listening to KDUCK's web radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We are the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of anyone at KDUCK's, Richland College, or the DCCD. Thank you very much for listening, and now back to the music.